Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody, and welcome to the WTW. I am your girl, Nikki, holding it down for my ladies as usual. I see Ms. Diva's on the line with us, but she is definitely in the studio, and I am in the romper room. So, before we get into the show, I'm going to go ahead and play another one of the Best Singer nominees. The nominations dropped today. That first song was Drea LaRue with Tried to Make It Work. And this is Ryan Toby with The Way You Come. We'll be back.
Drunk off you, I'm overhung. I wake up at night, but when you're there, sometimes you sleep, I smell your hair. Cause you smell like a dream, sunshine and fresh air. Come put your broken heart in my repair. I can't wait, so I'm waking you up. 6 o'clock in the morning, I'm waking you up. I love that you're here, but the way you come. I love that you're here, but the way you come. Love that you're here, but the way you come. Give me that morning glory, backshot of that lordy, lordy. Fuck me back to sleep and snoring. My ex used to fuck me boring. But you got that morning glory, backshot of that lordy, lordy. Fuck me back to sleep and snoring. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, you're the one. I'm drunk off you, I'm overhung. I wake up at night, but when you're there, sometimes you sleep, I smell your hair. Cause you smell like a dream, sunshine and fresh air. Come put your broken heart in my repair. I can't wait, so I'm waking you up. 6 o'clock in the morning, I'm waking you up. I love that you're here, but the way you come. Love that you're here, but the way you come. Love that you're here, but the way you come. Give me that morning glory, backshot of that lordy, lordy. Fuck me back to sleep and snoring. My ex used to fuck me boring. But you got that morning glory, backshot of that lordy, lordy. Fuck me back to sleep. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Shout out to Ryan Toby, Grammy nominated and the Stage Radio nominated, Ryan Toby, might I add. Diva, what's good? Can you hear us? Are you on the mic? Are you upstairs? Are you in the studio? Diva is in the studio. We got Q in the building. What's good, Q?
Hey, Nikki, baby. Yes, I am in the building. What y'all talking about tonight?
I mean, we are at a remote location tonight, y'all. We are out and about.
Okay. Oh, I like it.
But what I want to talk about is that nomination list I dropped today. So, Best Singer. This is our time to show out. WTW category. Best Singer. We got Drea LaRue, which I started the show with. Ryan Toby, which just played. We have Rel Cox, Three the Goat, Charlie Starr, Miss Diva, Amira J. Like, I'm going to try and play a song from each nominee tonight. There's so many, I might not make it through, but that's what I'm into. I'm definitely going to try and get that done. In the meantime and in between time.
In between time.
You know, it's time for the letter.
Thanks, Mailbox. We just got a letter.
We just got a letter.
We just got a letter. We just got a letter. We just got a letter. Wonder who it's from.
Thanks, Mailbox. So the letter reads, I've been seeing a guy for 6 months. All his friends and family told me how he didn't stop talking about me and that I was the one he said he would settle down with. We got along so well. It was like best friends, more than lovers. I noticed recently when I would call him, he wouldn't answer his phone. And he wasn't coming to see me as much, saying he had stuff to do, and the intimacy was lacking, too. He would call me every day, telling me how he misses me, and I never thought anything was wrong. I convinced myself I was overreacting. I tried calling him one night, and he didn't answer my call or read my message till the next morning, and told me he was with his friends. Then find out on social media he was at his girl's house celebrating her birthday with her and her friends. I don't know this girl, but he liked nearly every one of her pics. I called him out on it, and he was angry and painted me to be the nutcase when I caught him lying. I'm so, so hurt. He has done this to me. My father has been really sick. And the conversation I had with him before was him telling me he wants to come around and comfort me and help me in this hard time with my father. How can he be so mean to do this? I'm really hurt. Part of me wants to find the truth, but another part just can't deal with it. So the question is, am I overreacting? You know.
Do I answer now?
You can go right on ahead.
All right, you're not overreacting, you know, and in some cases, because, you know, we as women, you know, I've told myself ignorance is bliss, okay? So sometimes what you don't know, they say won't hurt you. But in reality, if you're trying to build with this person, you got to see the red flags, you know? I mean, everybody is different. However, I feel like he's getting the best of both worlds. You know what I mean? He has you. He has on the sideline being a faithful, loyal woman. But then he's doing what he wants to do. And I may be wrong. You know what I mean? So if you just want to live in bliss and not see the red flashing lights, like the hello, like the flares going before you, the rockets shooting before you, if you don't want to see that, then you know you can live in bliss. However, from my opinion, you're not the one. You know, I can't really say, you know, I don't do hearsay, she say, but your actions show a lot. And he's showing that it ain't just you and him. It's you, him, and them, or her. That's just my opinion. You know, I hope that, you know, he doing right by you. However, from what I'm hearing, I don't feel it. You know what I mean? He's trying to play that role as that good, loyal, you know, one-on-one man, I guess, through text or whatever the case may be. But in reality, yeah, his actions are speaking much louder than his words, in my opinion.
Well, I think that is a good assessment of the situation. I would agree with most of what she's saying. Diva, did you hear the letter? Did you want to chime in?
I did.
Are you available?
I did.
All right.
I feel like she knows that he's moved on, so she needs to accept the fact there is no overreacting. He has moved on. Clearly, he has moved on. Clearly.
Clearly. Clearly.
So there is no overreaction to any of that. To me, if these are things that you already know, what do you want closure on? The fact that he has moved on, if you can evidently see that, if the calls and the way that he treats you have changed and you see him with somebody else that you don't know who it is, but yet you know all his friends and family, clearly he's moved on.
I know sometimes a male can have a friend that's a female. It happens in real life. You know, I am that female that have male friends. However, if his action towards you is just not showing what he's saying, like, you got to listen to your instincts. You know, sometimes, you know, as people, not even just women, as humans, we overreact. But you're not overreacting. I don't feel that you are. Because he's showing you what your gut is telling you. Sometimes you just got to listen. You know, maybe he's not man material. Maybe he needs to stay in the friend zone because he is clearly not ready to just be on a one-on-one. Like, I don't trust a sneaky nigga. Or, I don't know. I don't trust it. So I just feel like, you know, follow your gut, you know, and if your gut is leading you to follow your heart, then, you know, by all means. However, I myself would put that caution sign on his forehead for real.
Well, I agree with the lady. I mean, go with your gut. Absolutely. Your gut should be like, let me think, like a lighthouse. You know what I'm saying? It's going to spin and shine a light on everything. You know what I'm saying? So you have to acknowledge what you're feeling. And no, you're not overreacting. If he's distant, but he's calling you every day, like you said, he wants the best of both worlds. He's trying to keep you at arm's length, basically, because he's already not doing what he's supposed to do. He's not there the way he's supposed to be. But by calling you and expressing this concern and saying that he misses you, he's keeping you in the pocket. So, no, you're not overreacting. And like you said, go with your gut. 100% go with your gut. I'm going to get into this loyal by another nominee for Best Singer. Her name is Amira J. Shout out to her. Congratulations to her. And we will be back. We're going to talk some more because this is a common situation, especially when it comes to social media and liking pics and posts. We'll be back.
Protecting my energy, keeping my peace of mind. Ain't no enemies, but cause I'm hard to find. If you're not into me, then you get left behind. I stay in my own lane. And if it's my destiny, then I'ma take what's mine. Ain't no stopping me, I hit the dash, I'm flying. Just let me be, if it's not genuine, ain't got no time for fake. Looking up to me, I'ma stay up and keep my sanity. Oh, 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 I cannot lose. I've been through hell. Keep it a million, cause I got a heart of gold. I believe in chances, but after so I'm leaving. Cause then you tryna play me, and then you might get pissed with. I can't respect no liar, that goes for friends and relationships. So really you might as well go. Oh, 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 I cannot lose. Got a little girl looking up to me, gotta stay up and keep my sanity. Oh, 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 I cannot lose. I've been through hell.
And we're back in the building. So what I want to point out is that she mentioned him liking pics and lying and saying that he couldn't be with her but showed up on social media. It's so many. I think it's generational.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it. I can't run to social media for everything. Now, I do use social media as a research tool. Let me say it that way.
Okay.
I will use it as a research tool, but I'm not going to just be posting my every move and all of it. It just, to me, I don't get the significance of it. So for him to know that he lied to you about coming to you and then turn around and post that he was at a party, that was blatant. He does not care. And one thing I don't is blatant disregard.
Yes.
You're going to hear me? You're going to let me speak?
Right.
I have to get all this. I don't care if you understand it. I don't care if you like
it.
You're going to hear it. And for him to disregard you, he doesn't care what you have to say. He don't care how you feel or none of it. But no.
Does the writer ever call in?
They sometimes will call in and they won't talk. They'll say, I just want to listen. Or they'll call in and be completely silent. Because every caller that comes in, I go backstage with them. What's your name? Where you calling from? And they'll be like, dead silent. Or I just want to listen. That's how I know.
I just want more. But at the end of the day, you know, sometimes you gotta really read those red flags. Like, you know, I tend to overreact sometimes. But if a duck is cracking like a duck, then that duck is being a duck, girl. Like I'm not telling you, I said, y'all can be friends, possibly. But a friendship might not even be good for you either because he is clearly not an honest person.
Right.
I ain't got time to try to figure this shit out. Like, we are not 12. Anybody trying to play guessing games? Like, no, either you with it or you not. You know, so personally, I don't even know him, and I don't like it. I'm sorry.
Right.
And I feel like he's doing... Not just women, you know. I mean, I don't know you, but right now you my girl. You know what I mean? I'm on your side. I'm team.
You
to help you out, right? And he's just doing the most. And when somebody's doing the most, you have to see it, understand it, and respect it, and either love it or leave it alone.
That's
you
it.
You gotta love me or leave me alone.
Hey, bottom line, you said you were best friends, more than lovers.
Mm-hmm.
So, as a best friend, as a best friend, if it ain't hitting, tell me. We're going to not do this part of things.
Right.
Okay. Give me the opportunity to take it or leave it. We spoke about this before. Don't let nobody push you into a polygamous relationship. That's not your style. You know what I'm saying? Don't accept it if that's not your style. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I feel is happening in your situation because you feel like he's a best friend more than a lover. He don't think that way about you.
Hold up. Your best friend, right? 9 out of 10. I've had many a male best friend. You know your best friend. Like, if that's your best friend that you call him, you know this dude. You know how he acts. You know how he vibes. So if y'all want to venture off into relationship land, come on now. You know your boy. You know your voice. You got to, you know what I mean, listen. Like, stop following your, I don't want to be a coach, but because he might got a good one. However, he is not your man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've had best friends before. I'm like, yo, I love this dude. This is my brother. Like, at the end of the day, I know you. So now you're trying to make to that relationship level. You know when he's lying. You just don't want to accept that because you're thinking he's going to respect you long enough to not treat you like some side chick. He treating you like some side chick, sis.
Yeah.
Like, you got to just really just be on yourself. You know what I mean? Like, your friendship might have been different from a relationship.
Right.
So shut that relationship down because they're going to mess up the friendship. And if not, like, I mean, some people got to learn the hard way. Some people got to bump their head before they know it hurts. You know what I mean? So I just don't want to see you go through that. I don't even know how old you are. However, I feel that you know what's going on.
Right.
And, you know, you just trying to put the block. Oh, that's my friend. He would never do me. Baby, doing you.
Wrong.
But you got to go ahead and, I mean, I would say either go back to the friend zone. But at the end of the day, like, in your heart, you know who this dude is. And that's just me speaking for me because a lot of my best friends are males. Like, dude, I know your little dirty, nasty, no kind of wearing ass. So if you know it, don't ignore it, though. Don't do that. Because at the end of the day, he's not your friend right now. He is your boo thing.
Right.
And your boo thing is not treating how you're going to be treated.
Right.
So dub that ass, in my opinion. That's what I got to say.
Throw the whole nigga away. We're going into these drops. We're going to come back with Charlie Starr, another nominee. We're here. We are. We'll be right back after these messages.
Your stage radio. In the house.
This is Dirty Herb, a.k.a. Dirty the Herb Man out of Fayetteville, NC, and you listening to the stage radio. Make sure to share it with your GF, your BF, and anybody that be left. Holla back.
He was so intense. He knew he loved me deep within, but he wouldn't tell me because I was a married woman. Y'all understand? And I had designs, and he had designs, but our designs were stopped. So to the forefront comes the problem. How do I get out? Yeah. Here we are. Ooh. brother does. For me, my dilemma was the demograph was just too deep. I got out of his car after he called me crazy, y'all, and just walked on up the street. Didn't even go in my home. See, it took 16 years for me to see there's beauty in some smiles that last and last.
Shout out to Charlie Starr. She gave us the grown-up version of soul music. That's the new Shirley, This Is Barbara 2.0.
Okay.
So I'm here for it. She's also a nominee. Now, going back to this particular situation, I look at Facebook like a soap opera. You live in the Fayetteville area. You're familiar with going to hip-hop Fayetteville. Facebook be ready. And in this situation, I've seen this play out with other people before. And him going and liking her pics and all of that, like I said, he either thinks you're slow or whack or weak, or he just does not care.
No respect.
No respect. He told her he was out and could not come to her, yet he was seen on social media at a party.
Yeah, I got that part.
So what do you take that? What do you think?
Okay. First, with the liking of Facebook, that's how I always knew that my man was trying to like somebody that he was loving all her pictures. That was all that stuff. So that's how I always knew there was a new gig somewhere. And I would have to go from somebody else. Second, if he told her he can't come, but he's at a party, he clearly doesn't respect you or your family. And like I said, the first time, clearly he doesn't want to go. Hold up. Just, you know, maybe come and devil's advocate. Because I like your pick, don't mean I want to smash, but trust me. I like a lot of pics and I don't want the dick. I'm just saying.
That men are different.
Because women are you're different liking the pic, don't mean you want the dick. No.
Women are different than men.
I'll be liking pictures and I won't touch it with nothing.
So if your man is loving all her pics, every last one of her pics is a love from your man. A love, not a like. Not an angry face, not a wow, not a nothing. It's a love, a heart on every last pic she puts up, even the ugly pictures.
Something ain't right. Something just ain't right.
Something just ain't
either
right.
Either he wants to smash or he's already smashed. I guess.
Little simple creatures.
Right.
They're visuals. You know? They are very visual.
Okay.
Women, on the other hand, it takes a little bit more.
Right.
Because we can see somebody that's nice looking, but that doesn't mean, like people say, he wants to date. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it takes a little bit more. And I just feel like men are simple. You going down the line, you and her 42-week-old picture now, it's bumped up by the timeline. Because you like him. You're a lurker.
You love him everything.
You're a creeper. You're a lurker. And you're a cheater. And
no,
you're
right. You know, I think that far. I didn't think about it like that. You're right.
Clearly, he's
moved
on.
You're right.
Clearly.
Because normally, if somebody's liking your inbox, if they're liking your pic, they're in your inbox too. When I post pics and people are liking my pic, next thing you know, they're in my inbox.
Hawkeye Productions is in the building and creeping and peeking around the corner as if he has something that y'all missed.
Hawkeye Productions,
who's also a State Radio nominee for producer this round. Do you have something that you would like to add?
Tell him about the letter.
We're addressing the letter. So.
Can we talk now?
No. And we got kids in the neighborhood on restriction. I'm going to let you read the letter real quick. From the male perspective, y'all give him a second and let him read this letter because I don't want to read it yet.
But while he's doing that, I'm going to go into another because you can always tell by your man
that dope ass song.
Energy, give me all that you got. Watch my hips pop as I go tick tock. Hey, drop it low, bring it back to the top.
Put your hands on my body, you drive it, I ride it.
Energy, energy, I wanna feel your energy. Energy, energy, I wanna feel your body next to me. Energy, give me all that you got. Watch my hips pop as I go tick tock. Hey, drop it low, bring it back to the top.
Put your hands on my body, you drive it, I ride it.
Energy, I wanna feel your energy, energy, energy. I wanna feel your body next to me.
I know you're not scared of this loving that I have for you. Cause baby, you're a problem, I already heard about you. You say you've been hurt, let me patch you up. 93 Jeff Fuel, let me get you up.
We taking shots of Deuce, one by one. Make you do what I say, boy, don't front.
Put your hands around my waist, I dip you dip.
Put that smile on your face,
and I can do it. Boy, I see you know what you're doing. We lit like a big, yeah, we're fuming. And if I give it up to you, it's a promise kept between us two.
Our secrets are our secrets. When I get naked, don't be peeking.
Energy, give me all that you got. Watch my hips pop as I go tick tock. Hey,
drop it low, bring it back to the top.
Put your hands on my body, you drive it, I ride it.
Energy, energy, I wanna feel your energy. Energy, energy, I wanna feel your body next to me.
Energy, give me all that you got. Watch my hips pop as I go tick tock. Hey,
drop it low, bring it back to the top.
Put your hands on my body, you drive it, I ride it.
Energy, energy, I wanna feel your energy, energy, energy. I wanna feel your body next to me.
I don't even really let them get close to me, but I really love the way you get close to me. And my emotions run wild, got a hold of me. And I really like the way you take control of me. Come be with me, come find me. I'll be here when you
baby
want
boy,
me.
You ain't too proud to beg, that's why I'm saying. Yeah.
Cause baby, your touch is getting me excited. For a little more.
You try to play hard, but don't fight it.
Do I remind you of the keys to your Jeep? Tell me if I hold back, will you see? You know the haters gon' notice while we moving, keep them focused.
And don't hold back, you got me open, yeah.
Energy, give me all that you got. Watch my hips pop as I go tick tock. Hey,
drop it low, bring it back to the top.
Put your hands on my body, you drive it, I ride it.
Energy, energy, I wanna feel your energy. Energy, energy, I wanna feel your body next to me.
Energy, give me all that you got. Watch my hips pop as I go tick tock. Hey,
drop it low, bring it back to the top.
Put your hands on my body, you drive it, I ride it.
Energy, energy, I wanna feel your energy. Energy, energy, I wanna feel your body next to me.
Shout out to Ajay with Energy. Super dope. Congratulations on another nominee. So, Hawkeye Productions. After reading that letter, what is your question or perspective? What you got?
I mean, the first thing I saw on the Facebook thing, y'all talking about, you know what I'm saying, y'all mad at him for liking or loving a picture or something like that. I mean, y'all don't know that person's relationship. I mean, I like and love a whole bunch of people. Pictures, you know what I'm saying? That don't mean I'm scrolling. I'm not scrolling. I'm not. It ain't nothing like that. A heart is a heart. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad they came up with that we care thing, but who the hell knows about the we care thing? You see what I'm saying? I mean, Facebook is Facebook, just like it is. It's Facebook. You know what I'm saying? Some people are there for the wrong reasons, some people not. I'm not saying that he's right. I'm not saying that he's wrong. But, I mean, y'all are really looking at it too far into this Facebook shit, you know? You know what I mean? That's my opinion.
Well, are you liking out of 46 on the same person's profile?
No, I'm not.
All right, then. All right.
But, okay.
It's usually kids.
Let me address what he said, though. He read the entire letter. In this letter, she mentioned that her dad has been sick, and he's saying he's going to come comfort her. He hasn't showed up yet. In this letter, she has also mentioned that he's gotten so distant. Yeah, he calls every day. He calls every day. I miss you. I miss you. He calls every day, but he hasn't been coming by. The intimacy is lacking. The conversation is weak. The letter started as we are best friends, more than lovers. So as a male perspective, when you read the letter, you immediately jumped out with, she mad because he on Facebook? No, sir!
My defense to that is I walked into this conversation, y'all were talking about the Facebook situation. So therefore, my eyes went straight to the Facebook. Yes, I read what you said about the father. Yes, that's a more effective shit. You did, you know what I mean? That's supposed to be a lady. You got to, you know what I'm saying, recognize that. Be there for her if you say you'll be there for her. You know what I'm saying? And all that other shit, yada, yada. I mean, he's not being a man. He's doing some shit, you know what I mean?
He's doing some shit, bottom line. So, again, to answer your question, no, you are not overreacting. You heard it from a man. He's doing some shit.
But, yeah.
They always leave us like that. They come in, they drop their crap, and they walk away.
Typical man.
But it's all good. We appreciate you for coming through, sharing your insight. We are going to talk a little bit more about it, but before we're going into Wait by Three to Go, because he wants her to wait while he decides what he wants to do. Because we didn't even address the fact that she said he talks about her to his family and she's the one who wants to settle down with. So where you at?
I remember when we first started off, sneaking kisses with number stars around. We took the good and the bad, took the ugly and the sad, and we mixed that shit all around. Remember when you said you needed me? He heard me when you said you leaving me. The love for this music, you ain't believing it. I guess that's just the way we gotta keep it in. It's like every time I head out to the studio, you accusing me for being out with a groupie hoe. Cause your last nigga was your last nigga. Keep the past in the past. And don't confuse it though, you really acting stupid.
Really
though.
Been hurting since you left me.
I've been getting messages coming from my ex bitch.
You better watch your best bitch.
She wanna be my next chick.
They heard about the breakup.
Ain't happy that you left me.
And now you're like, wait. Now you want me to stay. But first you push me away. Hey. Now you're like, wait. Oh, now you want me to stay. But first you pushed me away. Hey.
I've been sipping lean just to ease my mind. And now I'm feeling nervous, tossing and I'm turning. Wishing I was in your life. No, I ain't gonna beg for respect, cause I ain't like that. You let your pride get in the way, I gave it right back. No.
Yeah, I mean, you let your pride get in the way, so I let mine get in too. And now you're like, wait.
Now you want me to stay.
But first you push me away. Hey. now you're like, wait, 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 wait. Oh, now you want me to stay.
Now you want me to stay.
But first you pushed me away. Hey.
Now you're stuck in the middle, your feelings is hurt. You say that you love me, but don't want this to work. Say that you love me, but I'm loving first. You see what you lost, and I know that it hurt. Girl, you lied to me. You did some fucked up shit, girl, even the blind can see. You ain't down for me, you ain't gon' ride for me. And all your shit is to the left, it's about time you leave.
Now you're like, wait, 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 wait,
wait.
First you push me away.
First you push me away.
Now you're like, wait, wait,
wait, wait, wait,
wait. Oh, now you want me to stay.
Now you want me to stay.
But first you push me away. Hey.
That's how he's expecting it to go. I like where we're going with the music. We're going to play some more. This is Rel Cox. He's also a nominee. Rel with Sex Playlist. Shout out to my girls. What do you got?
Yeah.
We are going to do a lot of nasty things here. Baby girl, it's the N-E-K-E-I-A-I-R-E. Baby, tell me what you wanna do to me. Answer that FaceTime, I got something for you to see. Baby, now imagine all of the positions you wanna do in your mattress. You dealing with a savage. I find you to be sexually attractive. I can tell that you're sexually active. We won't stop till the whole bed collapses. I'll fuck you crazy just so you can brag to your friends and then get mad, cause they ain't never have it like this. You hot and heavy, not calm. Just know what's on set like a .com. I wanna challenge your inner freak. I love your physique. My goal is to make that kitty leak. For 7 days straight, I'm making your legs weak. Put this song on your playlist and play this shit on repeat.
You want to play this. After that, I'm so slow. Even saying that it's slow. You're gonna have to play this. Yeah. After that, you're gonna see. Sex and you'll be all at me. Yeah, yeah. You read my mind.
Show you read my mind.
Tell me what song is your favorite.
Sex in the kitchen, my favorite.
Keep playing with a nigga, baby. We gon' leave the club right now. Yours going down. Got that 12 playing in the background. You remind me of my shit.
Got your babies on the headboard. And screaming all loud.
And the neighbors know my name. When we fucking babe. Your favorite song. You won't have to play this.
After that, I'm so slow. Even saying that it's slow.
You're gonna have to play this. Yeah.
After that, you'll see.
Sex and you'll be all I
need.
Yeah, yeah. You read my mind. That's my emergency number.
Yeah.
It's for emergencies only.
Yeah.
We need that trust that you find.
Yeah.
We gotta make an arrangement. You to be my entertainment.
Download the song on your playlist.
You're gonna have to play this.
After that, I'll just go. Even saying that it's slow.
You're gonna have to play this. Yeah.
After that, you'll see.
Sex and you'll be all I need. Yeah, yeah. You read my mind.
Show you read my mind.
Hey y'all, it's Eli here, and you're listening to The Stage Radio. Make sure to call in and request Hustle featuring Razzo.
Yes, yes, and this is Leela Ike, and I'm representing for the Women's Takeover Show. And you don't know, it's here with Nikki and Niecy. And I'm the biggest fan. Love how you play, yes, you are real champion. Word on the street. At this year, sure come for lockdown the scene. Keep it blazing.
Takeover Wednesdays with Nikki and me. Playing at R&B. And you heard it from me.
Yo, what up? It's Mike the Gift rocking with the Stage Radio WCW. Make sure you tune into it.
Hey, yo, you listening to the Stage Radio with your girl Queen B, KBE. And I'm representing for Women Takeover Wednesdays with my girl Nikki and my girl Niecy. Y'all turn the fuck up. You know what it is.
All right, guys, so we're going to wrap it up early. Like I said, we're in the studio, we're kicking it, there's babies around with pouty faces because they want to play with loud toys and they want to talk. So the fellas will be back tomorrow. You don't want it to be over. My girls don't want it to be over. But we can't. Because I can't hear. So, with that being said, we will be back next week. DC and the gang will be back tomorrow. We have more nominees dropping tomorrow. Stay tuned to social media because you never know what kind of response we get on these nominees. It's never a dull moment. Good luck to everybody. And yeah, that's it. I am out of here. It's all right. We'll be back next week. Good night. Yes.
Hey, big up the youth, them. It's your girl, Lil Tip.
Yo, we want my spirit going alive from people. We still try to kill them. Meditation bring for possibility. People see a star side, the literally stopping me. Them come round ya with them negativity. Me a preaching generation, don't listen to me, please. Work hard for your goals and turn into reality. Yo, we want our spirit to win a life from people. We still try to kill ya. Find mine out of me heart. Give negativity out of my heart. Every day me wake up, me pray for a proper heart. Me elevate, I got an open case. Them I wonder how me make it, but it's a just a state. No matter where you are, go do the hits and same I go eat. So no follow them up and stop procrastinate. Them I try fight me up, but me a rise. I want to bend the system, me a aim for the sky. Now no time to waste or eat. evil for us. Bring for possibility. People see us outside and literally stopping me. And them come round, yeah, with them negativity. Me a preaching generation, don't listen to me, please. Work hard.